Greetings, 91 Weekers. Pastor George with you again as we roll into week number 85, where once again we'll spend all of our time in the great book of Psalms. And before we begin today, I want to take a quick look at Psalm number 86, which is part of our reading assignment for day number 3. Because if you recall, several weeks ago, I shared an effective exercise or a process that can help us to not only better understand and comprehend who God is by identifying some of his attributes, but also to actively use those attributes when we pray by verbally expressing them back to him as a form of personal praise and worship. For example, as I read through Psalm 86, I was blown away by the number of attributes or descriptions of God that surfaced in that psalm. And I wrote them down, and here they are. God revealed himself as a helper, a protector, a savior, a Lord. He is merciful. He is good. He is forgiving. He is loving. He is the God that listens. He is the God that answers. He is creator. He is holy. He is great and wonderful. He is a teacher. He is the God of truth. He is honorable. He is praiseworthy. He is glorious. He's a rescuer. He is compassionate. He is merciful. He is slow to anger. He is faithful. He is the God of strength. And he's a comforter. All of those attributes were present in that one psalm. Now, if you read in a translation different from mine, the New Living Translation, you might come up with slightly different words, but that's a great exercise. And that's not only a lot of descriptions, but it also represents a lot of useful insights into who God really is. You see, there are a lot of opinions out there in the culture about who God really is and what he's really like. And unfortunately, much of it is foolishness and false. And bar none, the best place to acquire truth about the nature of God is from Scripture itself. And Psalm 86 is a terrific example of that. Now, that being said, let's move on to something that stood out to me in this week's reading that I don't think we've talked about previously. And it's found in Psalm number 89, verse 11. And it says this about God: "The heavens are yours, the earth is yours, everything in the world is yours, because you created it all." One of our big distractions in this life, even as Christians, is acquiring, managing, caring for, protecting, and maintaining the stuff we own. But the reality is, we really don't own anything, and Psalm 89 confirms that. The Bible tells us that we all came into this world with nothing, and we're all going to leave with nothing. In fact, God put it this way when he responded to Job in chapter 41 of that book. He said, "Everything under heaven belongs to me." The truth is, whatever you think you own is only because God gave it to you to begin with. Paul asked this question of the Corinthian church. He said, "What do you have that God has not given to you?" If we're not intentional and careful, followers of Jesus can become slaves to their own abundance. The culture is so good at luring our attention away from spiritual pursuits with the lie that we need more stuff because stuff will make us happy. But that couldn't be further from the truth. The reality is, more stuff only occupies our time and consumes our available resources. For example, I remember when I was about 27 years old, this is somewhere in the mid-80s, I purchased a beautiful, all-white Pontiac Firebird with a T-roof. It was the nicest car I ever owned. But what I didn't anticipate when I bought it was how much of my attention and time it would consume. and I quickly found myself investing way too much time protecting it and keeping it clean. It was ridiculous. I eventually realized that owning that car was consuming my life, so I sold it. Jesus warned us against storing up treasures on earth, because they won't last anyway. But even more than that, too much stuff consumes our time and distracts us from pursuing kingdom rewards. And if you permit it, the acquisition of stuff will surely consume your life. In his classic book entitled The Pursuit of God, A.W. Tozer, the great Alliance author and pastor, wrote about what he called the blessedness of possessing nothing. Basically, it was an attitude, and his point was this: if we truly want a deeper, more intimate relationship with Jesus, then we must first come to the place where we view ourselves as not owning anything, because everything belongs to God. So remember that whatever you think you might own really belongs to God, because everything in this world belongs to Him, including you. And then take some time to consider, what are the unnecessary things that are cluttering my life and consuming too much of my time? And as a result, redirecting your attention away from serving Him and deepening your relationship with Him. And if you discover anything, figure out a way to get rid of it, like I got rid of the Firebird. Because materialism is an enemy of the kingdom and an enemy of you that always leads to divided loyalties. This is Pastor George. Have a great week serving the King.